Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. As the Eagles finished up joint practice with the Cleveland Browns, yesterday, midday show, we didn't have a chance to be there. We were at McGurk's in Lionville. For anyone that came out, said hi, appreciate that. Really great plot. I mean, great spot. We love all the McGurk's, but certainly the one in Lionville yesterday. A lot of fun being there doing the show. But Elliott Shore Parks joined us after practice, told us that it wasn't a great day for the Eagles. Browns probably won the day. And now we have the preseason game coming up in a couple days here against the Browns. So those two teams got a lot of work in, so I expect very few regular players to play in this game. But what's striking me now is we're in pretty close to the opener, right? The Eagles have less than 3 weeks, like 3 weeks from right now, as I record this on a Friday morning, 3 weeks from right now, we will be reacting to the Eagles and Cowboys for real. Like it's that close to the start of the regular season. So I think we've had enough camp. And that's why when I was talking yesterday about Jalen Hurts and his struggles at camp, I think it's enough sample that we can react to it. He hasn't had a great camp. And you could choose to say that's not a big deal, or you could think it is a big deal. That's your prerogative. But it's a good sample. The Eagles have had a sample of 15 of these practices that have been open. And now they're going to have their second preseason game. And I think it's enough sample for me to try to accurately guess, and this is going to be try to be an accurate guess, we'll see if I can nail it, who will be the starters in week one on defense against the Dallas Cowboys. We're not going to guess the starting offense. I mean, I would imagine Brett Toth is going to be in there for Landon Dickerson. It's going to be Steen at right guard, and we know the rest of the offense obviously is what it is. Hopefully the injury, hamstring issue with A.J. Brown, not a big deal. But we have, you know, Devontae, A.J., Saquon, and Goddard, and Jalen, and the offensive line, as we know, obviously. And I would say obviously, but probably without Dickerson. I know he was out there yesterday, and he's bringing beers to his guys. A three-week turnaround for a meniscus from a guy that big feels very lofty to me. So I would expect and think Dickerson is more like week two, week three than week one. We shall see. The defensive side, though, there's way more questions about what they're going to be and more questions about how they're going to go about, you know, their roster and who they're going to throw out there in week one. Here is how I see this for the Eagles week one against the Dallas Cowboys. The way I view it is there are question marks at linebacker, there's question mark at safety, and there's question mark at corner. Now, we can talk about the depth at some of these other positions, but I don't think it's much of a question mark on who's going to be on the field to start the game. You know, who will be those other edge rushers? Agba, who they signed from Cleveland, Azeez Ojulari, who was on the midday show earlier this week, Josh Uche was on the midday show earlier this week. I mean, those guys are vying for that spot behind, those spots behind the top edge rushers. You know, inside linebacker, the only question I have right now is the health of Zach Bond. Zach Bond has been, you know, kind of in and out of practice for weeks here with the back issue, limited. It's not full. I mean, I'd like to see him out there, you know, taking off from where he was at the end of last season, which was excellent, an all-pro player, and kind of building on that, but it hasn't been that way. The corner situation is obviously very murky. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, Adoree, Keeley, Mack McWilliams getting some snaps lately, Jacorian Bennett, who they signed, Eli Ricks. Feels like five guys for one spot, and I'm not sure who the right guy is. I don't think they're sure who the right guy is. Then you have the safety spot, which probably has less names involved. I mean, Lewis Cine, forget him. He's been banged up. You barely hear his name at camp. But they've got a couple guys behind the projected starters. Then you have the idea of what Reed Blanket, I mean, what Cooper DeJean could do. I'm mixing up the exciting whites. What Cooper DeJean could do at the safety position if they ask him to do that. So here is my guess right now. My guess is the Eagles are going to go safe in week one, and they're going to build to more dynamic as the season goes along. So what I mean by that is I think you're going to see more of the guys that have been here or are vets and less of the guys that are rookies or are trying to earn these spots. And then as time goes on, it shifts. So my guess for the Eagles starting defense week one, the defensive line is pretty easy to understand. On the one end, it's going to be more Ojoma, right? And it's a 3-4 front, so those ends are more like your more traditional 4-3 defensive tackles. More Ojomo on one end, Jalen Carter on the other. On the nose, your traditional nose tackle is Jordan Davis. That's what I think they're going to throw up front to start the game. Ojomo, Davis, Carter. First down against the Cowboys. Your two edges are going to be Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. So they're going to run a three and then the four in the middle with the linebackers. And really, I think that is locked in. Now, Nolan had a little bit of a concussion, and he wasn't maybe full about a week ago, but he's been back now. Ojomo's had a great camp. Jordan Davis has lost a ton of weight and looks to be in great shape. Jalen Carter is obviously the straw that stirs the drink. As far as inside linebacker, I believe they're going to go with, health permitting, Zach Bond. And I think it's going to be Jeremiah Trotter Jr. You know, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. feels to me like he's been the most active and just the most ready to roll. You know, Campbell is the first round pick, Jahad Campbell. And he has the highest upside probably of anybody on the defense. I mean, other than Jalen Carter and, well, I shouldn't say that. Other than Carter and Quinyon and Cooper. But he has the highest upside, I would say, of anyone in the linebacking room and maybe anyone on the edge room. As you see, he has the highest upside of all those guys. And I think at some point, quickly, he's going to ascend to be a starting player, and he'll take this job from Jeremiah Trotter. Who knows? If Zach Bond is got a back issue all year, Campbell might have a very outsized role as a rookie, the way Quinyon ended up having and the way Cooper DeJean ended up having. But sometimes a rookie will start from day one, like Quinyon last year in Brazil against the Packers. And sometimes it will be more of like Cooper, where he kind of phases himself in. They phase him in. And I think that's what's going to happen here with Jahad Campbell. My prediction right now is that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. starts week one against Dallas. His familiarity with the scheme, he's been taking the green dot, he's been calling the defense, he's been the only guy out there that was here all last year that's been out there all of camp. Right, Nakobe hasn't practiced, he's off to the side doing his thing. Bond has been in and out. Campbell wasn't here last year. Smile Mondin wasn't here last year. Nakobe's, you know, like I said, off to the side. The guy that has been the most active and the guy rallying the defense right now at practice a lot has been Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I believe he starts week one over Jahad Campbell, who they work in, and they get a couple packages where he's in there. But I think it's going to be Trotter Jr. next to Zach Bond, week number one against the Cowboys. Now, the corners. Clearly number one is going to be Quinyon Mitchell. I believe Cooper is going to play the nickel corner, the slot corner, you know, on 90% of plays. 85% of plays. I think that's how they're going to run it. And I actually think when you think about the issues the Eagles have right now and the question marks they have with two of their five defensive backs, I think teams are going to want to keep them in that personnel instead of putting them back in base where they only need four defensive backs out there. And then, you know, it's Reed, it's Cooper, it's Quinyon on one question mark. I think teams are going to try to exploit a second question mark. So I expect the Cowboys to come out in three wide and basically stay in three wide. Same thing with, you know, the Chiefs go a little bit heavier. So maybe that will be a little different in week two. But I expect that the Chiefs, I expect the Cowboys, the Rams, the Bucks to all come out and stay out in three or four wide to give the Eagles some trouble in their secondaries. They're trying to piece things together. So the five secondary players, let's go with that for the starters. I think we're going to see Quinyon. We're going to see Cooper at the nickel. We're going to see Reed at strong safety. Now, as far as the other corner, the second outside corner, and then the safety position. Second outside corner, I think the guy that's going to start the season is Adoree Jackson. He strikes me as a placeholder, but I believe he's going to be the guy that starts the season. I don't see it with Kelee Ringo. I said I was out on him last week after what I saw in the preseason game. His tackling ability, his you know, change of direction ability, I just don't see it. He's got stiff hips. I think it's why he fell in the draft where he did, or you could say fall. He didn't really fall, but he went in the draft more in the mid rounds than a very early round. And I think the biggest reason for that is because the guy has stiff hips. And I don't think he's going to be able to make it as a big-time outside corner in the NFL going up against, I mean, just again, early in the season. Think about the kind of receivers they're going to face. Week one, it's going to be George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. Week two, they're going to go up against Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. If you missed it yesterday, the Rashee Rice story. So, you know, a couple offseasons ago, he got in trouble, and then he got hurt the beginning of last year, so the disciplinary action for Rashee Rice, if there's going to be some, was pushed back. Now, everyone in the NFL is kind of awaiting a hearing and some sort of suspension potentially for Rashee Rice from the incident with the car and the speeding a couple years ago. Well, that disciplinary hearing is not going to take place until September 30th, which means Rashee Rice could play the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season before the hearing even happens. And the hearing will happen, they'll deliberate, and, you know, we'll see where it goes, but I'm guessing he'll receive some sort of suspension, whether it be 2, 4, 6 games. And that'll be in the middle of Kansas City season. And they may like that. They may wish it was earlier. I don't know what the Chiefs wish, but I do know this. It means he's playing against the Eagles week 2. So it's going to be, you know, between CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens in week 1, Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice in week 2. And then you go to, you know, Puka Nacua and Davante Adams week 3. And then week 4, you know, with Baker Mayfield to throw over 40 touchdowns last year, and you have a receiving core that includes Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, a first-round pick in Emeka Egbuka out of Ohio State, Jalen McMillan, who came on, like, I mean, wildfire at the end of last season. He's their fourth receiver. I mean, last year, the guy had 58 catches, 461 yards, 8 touchdowns. Got 8 touchdowns last year. He's their number 4 receiver. So, I mean, they've got players. And even, and look, Godwin and Evans are older, and Godwin's had injuries over the years. So, but even if he's out, or, I mean, just to have Evans, Egbuka, Jalen McMillan, they're going to be tested. So the way I view it with the secondary, Quinyon, Cooper as the slot, Reed as the one safety. I believe they're going to go with Dory Jackson to start it off. I'm not a Kelee Ringo guy right now. I got to see more of Jacorian Bennett before I think he ascends to be a starter week 1. Now, Mac McWilliams is an interesting name that's gotten a little bit of run here lately with the first team. Now, he's 5'10", 191. He's a fifth-round pick. I think of him more as a slot and a guy that probably will end up there. Now, if he can end up there, do they consider Cooper DeJean on the outside at any point? Because they talked about him as a safety, not outside. I don't know. Can McWilliams hold up on the outside? I don't know. I can't imagine Mac McWilliams as a day one starter in this defense, but I do think he's a name to keep an eye on. So I think it's going to be Adoree Jackson. As far as safety goes, I think Makuba could be on the Cooper DeJean path to where he takes this job week 4, week 5. But I do think the time he missed early in camp here with the shoulder is going to put him behind. Now, he's gotten a little bit more in there the last couple days, but I just generally think he's behind Sidney Brown, and they're going to give Sidney Brown one more chance to grab this thing. It seemed like everyone loved him a couple years ago. Then he got hurt, and then last year he was behind. And then when it came time for this safety competition, Vic Fangio seemed to kind of make him want to earn it. I haven't felt, read, or seen that he's taken the bull by the horns here and just become the guy. But I do think for week 1, he's probably going to be the best option. And as I view this, and I look at the defense, who they're going to probably have out there week 1, he's the one, Sidney Brown, that I believe Schottenheimer, Prescott, Pickens, Lamb will try to attack. And they have Ferguson at tight end, too, who's a good player. They're going to try to attack him. You know, Reed's a solid player. Quinyon is already showing to be great. Cooper's a huge playmaker and could be a great player. Adoree is not great. He's also not so bad that I think he's going to, you know, a game's going to be ruined because of Adoree Jackson. Sidney Brown is an aggressive player, and he likes to fly around, sometimes takes the wrong angle. That's the player I think they're going to have to try to protect, cover, help in week 1 against the Cowboys, because that's how I think the Cowboys would attack the defense if it lines up the way I think it's going to line up. So my predictions for week 1, Ojomo, Davis, Carter up front, Nolan Smith, Jelickson as the edges, Zach Bond, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. inside, your 2 outside corners, Quinyon Mitchell and Adoree Jackson, your 2 safeties, Sidney Brown and Reed Blankenship, your nickel back, your nickel corner is Cooper DeJean for week number 1 against the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, so just to let everyone know, we're doing a pregame show tomorrow. If you're going to the game, preseason game number 2, a 1 o'clock kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field against the Browns, come on by and say hi. I'll be on the Pepsi Plaza where we always are for the pregame shows. Myself, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, Devin Caney, Dave Spadaro, well, Merrill on, as we always do. And we'll get you set for the game tomorrow between the Browns and the Eagles. And, of course, talk a lot about where we're at with practice, the games, the joint practices, how much this stuff really matters, where they're at with less than 3 weeks to go before the first game of the regular season. The Cowboys love to see you out there. Come say hi. Be part of the pregame show. Kickoff at 1. We'll be on at 11 a.m. live from Lincoln Financial Field tomorrow for the Eagles and the Browns. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk soon, as always, as we always do, on both the Midday Show. You can watch it and stream it on YouTube, Odyssey app, and, of course, right here on WIP Daily.